Hi, this is Dr. Tuzel dictating a psychiatric independent medical reexamination. After that heading, it's going to go support claim services. Under that, 3 Huntington Quadrangle, comma, Suite 401, capital N. Under that, Melville, comma, New York, 11747. And skip a line. Claimant, colon, Nigel Anderson, first name N-I-G-E-L, last name A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. Under that, date of injury, colon, 8/6/2020. Under that, carrier case number, colon, capital N as in Nancy, capital J, capital U, 00203110. Under that, capital W, capital C, capital B, case number, colon, capital G, and 2659247. Under that, date of exam, colon, 11/21/2023. And skip a line, to whom it may concern, colon. Under that, a psychiatric reexamination of Nigel Anderson was performed at this examining physician's office, comma, North Shore Psychiatric Consultants, comma, 222 Middle Country Road, comma, Suite 210, comma, Smithtown, New York, comma, on 11/21/2023, period. Mr. Anderson arrived 15 minutes late to his appointment scheduled at 4:30 p.m., which ended at 5:30 p.m., period. A thorough evaluation in the form of his New York State commercial driver's license was reviewed, period. Patient was explained that this appointment was for the purpose of evaluation only and that no doctor-patient relationship would be established, period. Then skip a couple lines, bold-faced review of medical records. Under that, first bullet point, Nassau Healthcare Corporation list of procedures dated 9/6/2022, signed by Omar Salim, comma, MD, first name capital O, then M-A-R, last name capital S, then A-L-E-E-M, comma, MD. Under that bullet point, Nassau University Medical Center, operative report, dash, date of service report, dash, 9/6/2022, signed by Omar Salim, MD. Again, that's O-M-A-R, then S-A-L-E-E-M. Under that bullet point, Behavioral Medicine Associates Progress Notes for services on 6/27/23, comma, 7/11/23, comma, 7/18/23, comma, and 9/18/23. Signed by Meredith Ulster, LCSW. M-E-R-E-D-I-T-H, last name O-L-S-T-E-R, then L-C-S-W. Under that bullet point, orthopedic independent medical reexamination conducted on 7/17/23, signed by Stephen, and that's S-T-E-V-E-N, middle initial L, then last name Goodman, comma, M-D. Under that indent cover sheet for report of independent medical examination dated 7/24/23, signed by Stephen Goodman, MD. Under that dash attachment for report of independent medical examination, scheduled loss of use, date of exam 7/17/23, signed by Stephen Goodman, MD. Under that dash self-evaluation form dated 7/17/23, signed by Nigel Anderson. Under that, copy of driver's license. Under that bullet point, health insurance claim form signed by Meredith Ulster, comma, LCSW, for dates of service, 6/27/23, comma, 7/11/23, and 7/18/23, signed on 7/20/23. 7/20/2023, period. Under that bullet point, office visit note completed by Omar Salim, MD, conducted on 7/20/2023. Under that bullet point, support claim services, period, New York Workers' Compensation Board centralized mailing list, mailing address, it's going to be New York Workers' Compensation Board centralized mailing address, list of recipients regarding independent medical evaluation report dated 7/25/2023. Under that bullet point, psychiatric independent medical examination conducted on 8/4/2023, signed by Suzanne Tuzel, MD. Under that indent, cover sheet for report of independent medical examination dated 8/4/2023 and signed by Suzanne Tuzel, MD. Under that dash, independent examiner's report of request for information slash response to request regarding independent medical examination dated 7/25/23 and 8/4/23, signed by Suzanne Tuzel, MD. Under that indent, IME dash registration form dated 8/4/2023. And under that bullet point, health insurance claim forms signed by Omar Salim, MD, dated 8/9/23 and 8/18/23. Then skip a couple lines, please. New paragraph, Mr. Nigel Anderson, N-I-G-E-L, last name A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, is a 31-year-old single male, comma, residing with his mother, comma, unemployed, having last worked as an inventory clerk on 8/6/2020 due to a work-related incident in which a wooden pallet fell and injured his right ankle, period. Since his injury, he has been receiving physical therapy and orthopedic treatment follow-up appointments, period. He is status post right ankle Bostrom, B-O-S-T-R-O-M, surgery on 9/6/2022, period. New paragraph, I had performed two previous psychiatric independent medical examinations on 1/31/2023 and 8/4/2023, period. Prior to today's reevaluation, he had missed his previous scheduled examinations on 10/3/23 and 10/24/23, period. New paragraph, since last seen, Mr. Anderson states he had to move back in with his mother due to limited finances, period. He reports continuing to go to physical therapy 3 times a week for 1.5 hours to 1 hour and 45 minutes, comma, where he receives, quote, STIMS, S-T-I-M-S, end of quote, comma, massage, comma, exercise, and then puts ice on his ankle, period. He states, after physical therapy, his ankle is painful and needs to wear his ankle brace, period. He did not wear it to today's appointment, as he stated the only activity he did today was to drive to today's appointment, so he didn't feel the need to do so, period. He described that when he stands, quote, too long, end of quote, or after physical therapy, comma, his ankle becomes painful, necessitating him to wear his brace, period. Nonetheless, he reports not needing to take any pain medications, period. He stated finding physical therapy beneficial as it breaks down the scar tissue in his ankle, period. He stated that 2 to 3 weeks ago, he was approved for an MRI, which he stated is most likely scheduled for the first week of December, period. He stated that following the MRI will enable him to receive debridement surgery, in parentheses, as also indicated in Dr. Salim's office visit report from 7/2023 regarding assessment of chronic synovitis, S-Y-N-O-V-I-T-I-S, with recommendation for, quote, right ankle arthroscopy and debridement with synovectomy, synovectomy, end of parentheses, period. New paragraph, however, Mr. Anderson described being uncertain if the surgery will be in his, quote, best bet, will be his, quote, best bet, end of quote, wondering if the scar tissue can eventually resolve on its own, period. He added that part of his ambivalence is related to having been fearful after his first surgery that he wouldn't be able to wake up, period. When questioned as to why he didn't bring up this concern following our last examination, he stated, comma, quote, I forgot, end of quote, period. In addition, if he does get the surgery, he feels it wouldn't occur for another few months, and then after that, he said it would take around another 3 months for him to heal, period. New paragraph, as is, he reports remaining, quote, stagnant, end of quote, period. He stated he got into the program to become a surgical technician slash assistant, but he is unable to start it now, comma, needing to wait for his surgery, period. He added that after having to work slash stand for 8 to 12 hours, he may be in pain and need to soak his ankle, comma, questioning if this may not even be in his best interest to pursue, period. Mr. Anderson states he is even unable to go on vacation with his friends due to his lack of finances and not wanting to miss his physical therapy sessions, period. New paragraph, Mr. Anderson reports continuing in therapy with Meredith Ulster on average once a week through video conferencing, which he describes being beneficial in enabling him to, quote, stay afloat, end of quote, period. In therapy, he describes being able to address his feelings, no longer keeping things to himself, and understand his feelings of vulnerability are appropriate, period. He is not receiving psychotropic medication and cannot remember when he last saw the psychiatrist, period. New paragraph, Mr. Anderson reports his appetite is being stable, period. He states he eats well, comma, but does not gain weight, period. He reports sleeping 4 to 6 hours at night, comma, waking up periodically, period. He describes getting up at night thinking about, quote, where, in brackets, his, end of brackets, life is going, end of quote, period. He describes worrying about not being able to play sports, comma, cook, comma, travel, and, quote, not being healthy again, end of quote, period. He states he now realizes his, quote, body has limits, end of quote, period. New paragraph, therapy notes reviewed up until 9/18/2023. Indicate fluctuations in mood from, quote, euthymic, comma, agitated, comma, frustrated, and depressed, end of quote, period. End of quote, comma, alternating between flat and full affect related to family and financial psychosocial stressors, as well as apprehension over the status of his ankle and anticipated procedures, period. New paragraph, during today's evaluation, Mr. Anderson states he has been keeping busy by doing, quote, mental health podcast, end of quote, with a girlfriend, period. Knowing friends who had committed suicide, he stated, comma, he stated that the podcast focused on, quote, giving yourself another day, dot, 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 don't give up, end of quote, period. He described being less upset and trying to be as happy as he can, period. When specifically asked about feelings of frustration, he denied feeling that way anymore and has been focusing on staying positive, period. He describes his mood as being, quote, anxious, comma, not depressed, end of quote, period. He summed it up by expressing apprehension about where his life is going, period. Skip a couple lines, bold-faced heading, mental status examination. Examination reveals a 31-year-old tall, slender male, casually groomed, in neat attire, period, pleasant and cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period, psychomotor activity level within normal limits, comma, having walked into and out of the office with normal gait, period, speech spontaneous, normal productive and goal-directed, period, mood neutral, period, affectful and appropriate, period, no evidence of depression, period, no evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period, no suicidal or homicidal ideation expressed, period, awake, alert, and oriented times four with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period, insight and judgment intact, period. Under that, skip a couple lines, bold-faced heading, diagnostic impression. Under that, history of F3 2.9, major depressive disorder, comma, single episode and remission. Under that, rule out, period. Under that, rule out, F4 1.9, unspecified anxiety disorder, period. Under that, rule out, F4 1.1, generalized anxiety disorder, period. Skip a couple lines, bold-faced heading, MMI. Under that, therapy has enabled Mr. Anderson to have achieved a better sense of himself and no longer harboring feelings of depression, period. Despite his ambivalence over his future related to his injury sustained at work and his apprehension over future anticipated treatments and outcomes, comma, it is my medical opinion that Mr. Anderson has reached maximal medical improvement, period. Under that, skip a couple lines, bold-faced heading, permanency. Under that, as his life expectations had to change due to his injury, I believe his mild degree of disability is permanent, period. Mr. Anderson has indicated his willingness to continue to work in therapy on his health-related struggles, comma, thereby managing his anxiety, period. Under that, bold-faced heading, attestation. And then I hereby certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition, comma, that no person or entity has caused, comma, directed, comma, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, comma, and I have reviewed the report and attest to its accuracy, period. Under that, skip a couple lines, then Suzanne Tuzel, MD, under that, diplomat of the American Board of Neurology and Psychiatry, period. That's the end. Thank you so, so very much. Goodbye.